T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Ryan Horvath. Let's get it going. Friday morning, it is a weird, wacky Friday. The last week of Rogers talk was all for nothing. Not really, but it was overblown because Adam Schefter decided to play God. So that was fun. The Brewers are on a 5-game losing streak. The Bucks are about to play. Gosh, I'm not even 100% sure this game is on for tonight with what the Rockets are trotting out there. The 42-24 Bucks against the 16-50 Rockets have a bunch of guys that are unable to go tonight. For Houston, they've got 13 players that are questionable, doubtful, or out tonight. The only guys on the injury report with no designation, so I guess not on the injury report, would be DaQuan Jeffries, KJ Martin, your boy Anthony Lamb, and Armani Brooks. They have 4 guys not on the injury report.
I know. I was trying to pull that up when I was doing my update. My computer.
We're not going to see the return of DJ Wilson tonight. He is out.
Damn it.
We are not going to see the return of Sterling Brown tonight. He is out.
Damn it.
We are not going to see, Kevin Porter that just put up a bunch of points on us?
Kevin Porter Jr., yeah.
We're not going to see him tonight. He's out.
Well, thank God.
And then we might see DJ Augustine tonight. But the Bucks should, you want to talk about maybe resting some guys. This could be a game where the Bucks do that tonight. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. Milwaukee is minus 2,500 on the line.
On the money line?
Yeah, 16.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
So what is that? You bet $2,500 to win 100?
Yeah. It's like what Mattress Max would do. No, actually, Mattress Max goes with the underdogs.
So if you bet 100, you win, what, 4?
Something. I mean, I don't know. I'm not betting the money line. I'm not betting the Bucks minus 16.5. Told you the story what happened to me the other night. I took the Cavs plus 14. They go into overtime. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I won this one. Turn the game off. Wake up in the morning to see that they lost by 17 in overtime.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
The Suns went on a 20-0. It was actually, that's never happened in NBA history.
I can't think it's ever happened in basketball history.
Man, there's some NBA. The tanking is worse than ever. There are some bad teams. The Rockets, terrible. Oklahoma City, like, why even go out there? Just charge them for a loss. OKC, all their healthy guys are sitting even.
They have officially been eliminated from the playoffs, as have the Rockets, as has the Timberwolves,
Pistons.
As have the Magic, the Pistons, and Cavs. The Bucks do have a playoff spot that they clinched. They're on a 4-game winning streak. They are 3 back of the Sixers and a 0.5-game back of the Nets. So the Nets lose last night to the Mavs. The Sixers, it looks like they're pretty much locked into that one seed, which is a shame. The Bucks took 2 from them when they had their back-to-back, but since then, I don't think the Sixers have lost. They're on a 6-game winning streak.
They're good.
I think they played the corpse of the Rockets the other night.
Yeah, they beat them by like 90.
So they were able to benefit from that. So it looks like the Sixers will be the one seed.
Yeah.
Which means...
But the Bucks are still alive for the one seed, technically.
They're still alive.
Oh,
You know, I was listening to that album the other day, Pearl Jam 10.
Oh, it's one of the best, right?
I really think it is.
That Vitalogy is good, but yeah, 10 is the... Yeah, 10.
I really think
that's
it
a topic
is.
For another day.
The Sixers... So it's a three-game difference. The Sixers have the Pelicans, Pistons, Pacers, Heat, Magic. Nah, the one seed's gone. The one seed's gone for us. Yeah. We've got the Rockets, Spurs, Magic, Pacers, Heat, Bulls. I just don't see the Sixers losing that many games unless they completely rest, shut it down, and try to lose. Let's say the Sixers are locked into the one. The Bucks and Nets are going to be 2-3. Now it's just a matter of who's going to be two, who's going to be three. Bucks are a half game behind the Nets. So Bucks play tonight. They win tonight. You're tied for the two seed. Bucks just got the tiebreaker. I wanted the one seed because I wanted to avoid the Sixers or the Nets in round two. It now looks like you're going to get the Nets in round two, assuming you win the first round series, assuming the Bucks and the Nets win the first round series. But as BA was talking about the other night on TNT, and again, shame on me, the Jim Paschke report comes out that he's retiring, and I'm like, oh, we don't have much Jim Paschke left. So I watched the game on TNT instead. But BA was talking because he was doing the call, and he was like, outside when he wasn't eating his big bucket of chicken, he was like, you want the two seed because here's the thing. The season's going to end. There's going to be about 6 days for a play-in series.
Mm-hmm.
All the teams not in it get this magical week off. And all these teams are playing back-to-backs, and they're playing four games in 7 days. If you're the two seed, not only do you get that week off, you're going to play one of the teams that was in the play-in series. If you're the three seed, you get a week off, but so does the six seed. So right now, where the standings lie is if the Bucks finish with the two seed, they would play the winner of the Heat and Hornets in a one-game series. The Celtics could also be in this play-in tournament. I mean, it's wild to see, but the Celtics could be in this play-in tournament. It's either going to be them or the Heat, it looks like.
Got to be beautiful to get the Hornets.
Oh, it'd be great to play the Hornets.
That's the one team that you'd really want would be the Hornets. You don't want the Heat, even though the Heat haven't been very good this year. It's Eric Spoelstra versus, you know, Mike Budenholzer. I don't really love that matchup right there. I would prefer the Hornets, obviously.
So the 7 seed, I mean, but the Hawks are still kind of dipping back in there, so they could still end up in the play-in series. I don't necessarily want to face them, but I the first-round series, Hawks, Celtics, Heat, I'm not worried. I think that the Heat would scare Bucks fans a little bit just because of what happened last year. I think last year was last year. I think what you're seeing out of Giannis this year is you're seeing a more focused, determined Giannis. I think that if there's any blame to go around for the last couple of years, you can call out Giannis for not hitting his free throws. You can call out Giannis for not having a bag. You can call out Giannis for not penetrating the wall. He's shown you this year that he can do all those things. He's having a better year this year than the other 2 years. Now, he's not in the MVP conversation because
Jokic has played in every game. He's been ridiculous.
Jokic is the MVP, even though FS1's trying to give it to Chris Paul for some reason.
I don't hate that. I mean,
Jokic is the MVP.
Yeah, I don't hate. I mean, but again, it just depends on how you look at. Yeah, Jokic is the MVP, especially now they don't have Jamal Murray, man.
Jokic is the MVP.
But if you took Giannis off this Bucks team, they may win 18. It depends. Yeah. Jokic is the MVP.
The latest odds that I had, this was from 4 days ago. Jokic is the clear frontrunner. Embiid, Steph, and Giannis are all kind of in that next tier. Lillard, Doncic. Doncic is what my friends call him, actually.
Yeah.
LeBron's still on the board. Chris Paul was like 66-1 odds, but he is getting the full campaign from a lot of national talking heads that are trying to.
It's just that time of the year. It's boring.
Juice this up a little bit.
It's like draft night, man. Like, we knew that we've known for the last 2 years Trevor Lawrence was going to be the number one overall pick. You need drama. You can't, like, you know, it was like last couple years and everybody's like, talk more Bucks. Like, well, the Bucks won by 40 again and there's no problems in the locker room. Everybody needs drama. Nonstop. So even with like an MVP race that's been locked up for 2 months, like if you're a betting man, I think Jokic is like a -1,000 favorite at some books right now, dude. So I feel like people just got to stir some stuff up. Let me guess, Nick Wright started this.
Yeah, Nick Wright.
Yeah, okay.
Nick Wright did an Instagram
love,
live
actually.
Admitting that he's doing it for ratings.
Yeah, I like Nick Wright too. I'm a big fan of Nick Wright, but the LeBron stuff is just nauseating. Probably how some people feel about me and Rodgers.
Yeah, you really went into your feelings yesterday about Rodgers.
I mean, we should all feel that way about Aaron Rodgers. He's the MVP. Where would this team be? We've seen where this team would be without him.
But then again, they have not been to a Super Bowl since 2010. So.
Yeah, but they go to the NFC Championship.
Cool. Second place. Only losers celebrate second place. By the way, I'd like to congratulate the show. We won a second place award.
Yeah.
For best morning talk show.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to shout out GB Money. He's in Oklahoma. Says, big following you guys have down in Oklahoma. Billingsley on Twitter says, the world needs more home improvement talk.
Does.
I'm good with that. Scott says, love the show. I've been listening to the station for 10 years. Scott in Houston, Texas. Fully vaccinated, he says. That's good. Brian tweeted this in yesterday, and I said we'd save it for the show. Brian said, why are we much more tougher on Bud than Matt LaFleur? Both have looked unprepared and got outcoached in the playoffs. Bud seems to be able to make his MVP like the team. Bud has put together elite offense and defense. The Packers made it to the title game without LaFleur twice in the prior years that LaFleur did not get there.
The Packers.
And it was 20 years between Eastern Conference Finals appearances before Bud. So Brian's wondering, why are we harder on Bud? Why does Bud need to get fired if they don't go to a certain standpoint when nobody's talking about that with Matt LaFleur?
Well, yeah.
When he puts it that way, I said it's a good question. I said we'll talk about it on the show for a few reasons. One, I figured it could take some time away from the Rodgers saga. And, you know, when you have a topic that covers two teams instead of one, that's like gold. And if you can ever do the... if you can ever talk Packers, Brewers, Bucks at the same time, I mean that is great because then you're talking about everyone. Here's a question I have for you guys. Just made this up. Who do you think will win a championship first?
Jeez.
Packers, Brewers, and Bucks. 414-799. Oh, what's that? We've already eliminated the quota already on that question for 2021. I'm being told in my ear. That is fair. That is totally fair. To see, yeah, that's a good question. We are much tougher on Bud than Matt LaFleur. Why would that be? Matt LaFleur is still, he feels like a shiny new toy. We saw Bud do what he did in Atlanta. He's kind of doing the same thing. I don't know. That's a good question. Pressure, doesn't it feel like pressure's harder on the Bucks than the Packers? The Packers.
Okay, so that's actually a tremendous question. Because I feel like I want to make the case, like it's harder to win in the NFL. Because in the NBA, you get a 7-game series. The NFL, we could see fluky things like we saw in the NFC Championship game. Man, I'll die on this hill. The Packers were the best team in the league last year. The Packers were the best team in the league last year, but they were screwed over by the NFL, who wanted to see Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. Because that was Patrick Mahomes' only playoff loss was Tom Brady. And then we got a crappy Super Bowl instead.
Yeah, people forget.
Mahomes didn't have either tackle and had to run for his life the entire time.
Yeah.
And then threw his... real quick, I want to bring this up. After everybody destroyed and crucified Aaron Rodgers the last couple days.
Yeah.
Why is everybody so easy on Mahomes? He threw his teammates under the bus after that Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he had some of the greatest incompletions of all time, you remember, in that Super Bowl.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers has thrown Hail Mary passes and still lost games.
He has.
Funny. Anyway, what were we talking about again?
We were talking about Bud and LaFleur.
Because I feel like, okay, so you could have fluky things
before
like that.
Before
like
you found a little, like, you walk around and you see little butterflies, and you're like, Rodgers, I got to defend him for something that no one's talking about.
Yeah, got to do it. I want him to feel love. Maybe, what if Rodgers just planned on coming back the whole time, but then he checked Twitter and saw everybody turn their back on him already, and now he's like, these people don't want me? All right. I'm out of here.
So should I delete some of the tweets I put out that called him a baby?
Oh, no, because I've screenshotted them already. So they're not going anywhere, bud. All of you. Ellerson, got him. Sparky, got him. Radio Joe wanted to trade Rodgers. He don't even work here no more. Got him. So I feel like the reason... That's a great question, though, because also you look at the teams and the Bucks' best chance to win a title was Bud's first year. and they had the 2-0 series lead that they blew in the Eastern Conference Finals. Last year, like, I give Bud a free, not a pass, but the bubble situation, it was a weird year. That is a good question, though. Why do you think?
Why does Bud get more criticism for LaFleur when both have taken their teams to a relatively similar spot in the postseason, yet both have failed to get over the hump, and both have been coaching for the same amount of time, this being Bud's third year, LaFleur's second? I would think it has to do with a couple of things. One is that we've seen Bud do this before. We've seen Budenholzer take a team to a certain level in the regular season and then fail in the playoffs. So there is a prior sample size to what we've seen. LaFleur, again, this is all new for him, so maybe he gets more benefit of the doubt. But what I really think is when you looked at the Packers against the Niners, they make the NFC Championship game. And in LaFleur's year, even though they made the NFC Championship game, you felt like they just couldn't get over the hump and that other teams might have been just a little better. You felt like the Niners were better, so you could justify it. When Bud took the Bucs there that first year, they were better than Toronto. They were up 2-0, almost 3-0 on Toronto. And then they lost four straight. The Bucs were better than Toronto. I'm very convinced of that. Budenholzer screwed up in that series.
I'm more convinced, though, that the Packers were better than Tampa Bay. But, yeah.
The Packers were better than Tampa Bay. You can say that the Packers. LaFleur screwed up.
The Packers returned to the practice field.
But I think because the Bucs' best chance to win a title last 3 years was 3 years ago. So now it seems like we're just trying to do whatever we can to get back to that, where the Packers still seem like they're trending upwards a little bit.
Yeah.
The Bucs feel like we missed our window more than the Packers, where we feel like we still have a window.
For sure. And, Mr. Milwaukee tweets in with a good point, 12:50 a.m. The Fan at Winks Things. He says it's because basketball head coaches have more impact on a game-by-game basis versus a football coach. So I think that's, like, again, you bring up the Toronto series. They probably win that series if Bud makes the proper adjustments, like you said. If Nico Mirotic gets sat much earlier than Game 6 when he officially gets the did-not-play coach's decision finally after shooting the Bucks out of that series. So, yeah, I think that a lot of that blame falls on Bud, and then he was just severely outcoached by Spoelstra last year in the bubble. LaFleur, the NFC Championship loss to the Niners 2 years ago, nothing he really could have did there. They ran for 700 yards against Mike Pettine. What was he really going to do with the play calling? We do come in some Monday mornings and, not going to say rip LaFleur, but sometimes question his play calling. His in-game adjustments were a problem that first year at times. And I was pretty hard. You were pretty hard on the field goal decision. We didn't like the field goal decision, taking the ball out of Rodgers' hands on fourth down. So that is a good question, but I feel like we judge football coaches and basketball coaches much differently. You can't fire a head football coach after going to the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row and, pretty much going undefeated in the division. One loss in the division in the last 2 years, so I just feel like just judge differently.
Because if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, if they don't beat the Nets, let's say they face them in round two and they don't beat them.
He's gone.
Bud could very easily be gone. The reports seem to say that he would be gone. If LaFleur took this Packers team, the Packers, with Rodgers back, Packers are what they are, and they fall short in the divisional round and don't even get to the NFC Championship game, no one's talking about moving on from LaFleur. Nobody's talking about that. But with Bud, that is, that's front and center right now. Ian gives us a shout. Ian, good to talk to you, man. How are you been?
Man, I'm all right, homie. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, I love when people call me homie.
You crazy, man. Just
makes
like,
me feel good.
Running over there, man. Y'all funny because you read that email or tweet. I'm so old. I said email. You read the tweet from the gentleman that said that what's the difference between, I think it was between why do we judge Bud harder than we judge LaFleur and Giannis and compare him to Rodgers. Man, some of this stuff is laughable because, one, think about it. Giannis is way younger. Of course they were going to jump over backwards. Aaron is at the end of his career. And I know I've been listening to the show like I was out of time on business the past 2 weeks, man. And I'd be listening to y'all on the road, and sometimes I'm around other either engineers or technicians and stuff. And they listen to the show. You guys put on a very, 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 very high quality show. So I know you know that, but I know you guys like hearing that. But that's the truth, man. You guys do an excellent job. But with that said, though, the takes on the whole Rodgers.
Ian, man, you were cutting out there for a second. Could you say what you said exactly again?
Oh yeah, verbatim. I said I was out of town for a couple weeks on business, and you guys, man, when I'm around other engineers and technicians and guys that are literally just logical thinkers that might be in the same workspace with me and they listen to the show, you guys have extremely, extremely high-quality product. And I just wanted to say that before I make my point. You guys really do, man. I think people might take that for granted when you just listen, because I've listened to other shows outside of our market, and there are some really good ones. I'm not going to doubt any.
Sure.
With that said, though, you guys are actually up there, because I had one guy from Cleveland. He was like, who are those guys you're listening to? They're hilarious. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I showed him the app or whatever, because you guys aren't on the radio thing anymore. You guys are on, like, Audacity or something.
Yeah, Odyssey. Also, Ian, I heard you so clear the first time. I just wanted you to say it again, so thank you.
Oh, okay.
You made Bart's day, Ian.
Hey, but real quick, though, because I know you guys got a show, man. But to be honest with you, though, homie, that whole Aaron Rodgers thing, and that doesn't even make sense. He's not going anywhere. He doesn't want out, like they say. I think that's been stuff building, and I don't want to curse on the radio. No, I'm just kidding. I know better than that. With that said, though, Adam Schefter's a punk. I hate dude, just like I don't like that dude Tyler Dunn.
Well, Tyler Dunn's coming on at 8 o'clock. So.
I know, and remember, I think I said this to you a while ago. I know every time dude is on there, I can't stand dude, because there is no dude. Aaron must have made so many enemies. This one, me and Ryan are on the same, we're in the same minivan going to the same work site.
Yep.
I can't stand all the hate on Aaron Rodgers. They act like, who knows what they told our guy when they were behind closed doors. Aaron might have been like, okay, you know what, we'll do this. You know, I'll go ahead, I'll re-sign the first time, and, you know, you guys will take care of me. You guys will always take care of me. But he should have looked at his boy Brett Favre, and he should have saw how they did him. So far as all this nonsense, when Aaron is the bad guy, dude, I've heard so much stuff. Aaron is not the bad guy, but neither is Gutekunst. And I think people forget that point. Gutekunst really is trying to do his job with, well, forget about the backstabbing, because, you know, Aaron was naming him by name to be a successor. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like, you know, Brian could do this, Brian could do that. And then you draft this replacement in the first round. And, Bart, you were completely right about that. You were completely correct about the Jordan Love thing, because I was trying to look at the glass half full, brother. You're absolutely right. That was stupidity. He does nothing for you. He can't do anything. He throws interceptions in practice. And in college, he led, I believe he led the Wacker and Mack in picks.
He's actually the entire nation.
He's horrible. You got a Hall of Fame quarterback. Not a good quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is not good. Aaron Rodgers is not elite. He's a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent, and you're trying to run him out of town.
Get him.
That doesn't make any sense.
Tell these sons of biscuits. I think I swore too much already today.
Gutekunst, if this goes awry, trust me, I know Mark Murphy ain't going anywhere, but dude, Gutekunst is terminated. Mark my words, because this has a lot to do with him. He's not doing anything wrong, except you're trying to basically run a Hall of Famer way early. So, all right, man, I'm going to leave it to you guys. It's nice talking to you. And you guys, man, continue to do what you do, man. God bless.
Yeah, thank you, Ian. Always good to check in with you, you know, whether it's social media or on the air. It's good to hear from you. And Ian, pronouncing Gutekunst's name right. So good on him for that, because nobody can.
Gutekunst.
I mean, I'm watching the Pat McAfees and, I mean, even like Rappaports and Schefters. Nobody's pronouncing this guy's name right. Your boy's got it on lockdown, though. I think that makes sense. 414-799-1250.
To be fair, it's because nobody cares about GMs except for people in Wisconsin that would rather have a GM than the Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, which makes no sense. Makes me want to bash my head into a wall, but so be it. You were Team Goot for a good 48 hours.
I was never, ever Team Gooch.
You wore a tie to work the other day. It was weird.
I wore all black. I wore all black like he wore on Thursday.
I said, why are you dressed in all black? Looks like you're going to a funeral. And you said, well, maybe I am.
I said, I'm wearing my Gutekunst costume. I said, you know what's wrong with this country, Ryan?
Oh, geez. Wow.
I said, we care too much about these athletes' feelings. It's the guys in the front office that we need to root for. I do have a Gutekunst jersey.
Yep.
It's called a suit. Because I respect how I look when I go in public. Mm-hmm. You've never seen me wearing an item of clothing that's got another man's name on my back. You know the history of this, my back and my name that my grandpappy gave me. And I got to wear another man's name just because he can throw a football somewhat good.
What are you talking about?
You think that that's the way it's going to be? I'll tell you what, I saw this on the Facebook. I saw a picture of a drive-thru and a lady tried to go in there, and this drive-thru said right there is on the sign, it said, drive-thru closed. No one ain't want to work here. And I said, blame the kids. I said, it's not about the company. Maybe they should pay their employees more and people want to work. No. Blame the kids.
Right.
When I was 15... you know what a dream making $7 flipping burgers would be? I made no bucks flipping cows. Real cows. The full cows. I had my hands on them udders.
Why'd you flip them?
Oh, just a little prankster at night. You milk them during the day and then the sun go down and you tip them over. Okay. Make them squirm. It was all in good fun.
Anyway. What were we talking about again?
Don't know. 12:50 a.m. The Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all your plumbing needs. Talk to Ty Dunn coming up 8 o'clock. GoLongTD.com. We'll play some trivia in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Special shout out once again to Brian, who tweeted in yesterday, why are we so much tougher on Bud than Matt LaFleur? Both have looked unprepared and outcoached in the playoffs. Bud seems to be able to make his MVP like the team. He's put together an elite offense and defense, and that was tweeted in yesterday. I want to thank Brian for that tweet. You don't understand. Sometimes you guys tweet us questions and we don't answer them right away. But when you tweet us a question that's good, you don't understand how much easier that makes our lives. You're essentially doing our job for us because that is such a good question. It's spurring conversation. We're allowed to give takes. It's not such a black and white issue. Brian, I mean, you've done more as a producer for this show than producer Todd ever did before he died, came back to life, and I think died again.
I wish Todd was here today. I just took a call, and somebody said, "Hi, can I jump on to talk about your mom?" And I said, "Excuse me?" And it was a girl. It was a lady, and I was like, "Okay, she has to have the wrong station." She goes, "This is 99.1, right?" And I said, "Oh no, they're next door."
Yeah, they're talking Mother's Day.
Is that okay? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
It's Mother's Day on Sunday.
I knew that. I'm kidding. I already got my
wife. I talked to one of my brothers last night, and I said something about Sunday being Mother's Day. He goes, huh?
Yeah.
This Sunday, bud.
Every day is Mother's Day in my
opinion. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
For sure.
That's why I don't like Mother's Day, because they get 365 days a year.
Now I'm going to pull a William and order my wife boots while we do a live show, maybe clip my toenails, and then just read a Paul Allen tweet, and we will call this a show. What size does my wife wear? What size is your wife? Like 5.5, 6 in shoes?
I couldn't tell you to save my own life.
Let's see. Burgundy. Okay, you know what? You know what? No! That's what the boomers do once they've hung it up. We got to do sports.
I like a woman in boots, though. Boots, big turn on.
I like wearing boots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that?
Let's just move on.
Anthony's downtown. Anthony, what's happening? 414-799-1250.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? One question. Not question, but I was looking at Skip Bayless and Shannon's show yesterday. And
yeah.
Like, Skip Bayless made some very interesting points about Rodgers, okay?
Oh, geez.
Out of the five NCAA, I shouldn't say NCAA, NFL championships. They won one Super Bowl, and he blew four of the other ones. And you know something? Shannon made an excellent point, too. He said they should just go and get rid of him and let him go to either the Broncos or the 49ers and just get draft choices. And I'll hang up and listen and see what you guys think about it. Thank you.
Well, I had a couple of articles here.
You can do that one.
To go through. We're going through some of the Bill Barnwell trade ideas, and Matt Schneidman threw out his trade ideas yesterday because of how successful the Barnwell article was.
I would give a leg to fight Skip Bayless in a cage.
Rodgers isn't getting traded. There's no good offer for him anyway.
No, unless somebody calls me and says, hey, you want Patrick Mahomes? I'm not trading Aaron Rodgers. Or, hey, you want Trevor Lawrence? Or, hey, do you want Justin Herbert?
Even if there was a Russell Wilson-Aaron Rodgers swap, I don't think you win that one.
Mm. No, but, I mean, if you got to trade Rodgers, I would do that.
Well, yeah, if you're going to fall, that's a nice cushion. But I don't think that this whole Rodgers thing, this whole week, was for nothing. Now, there is dissension. There is dissension, but I think that it felt so sudden. It felt like it came out of nowhere because as Adam Schefter is collecting all these things, not reporting any of them, he decides to report that Rodgers is unhappy the day of the draft.
See, man, we want to talk Bucks, we want to talk Brewers, you guys want to talk Packers, and now I'm fired up again because it reminds me that I was so excited for draft night because, honestly, the Packers were coming off two straight appearances, we all know, of the NFC Championship game. But this team this year was much better than the team last year, whereas there was a couple holes that they could fill on draft night, and there were a couple dudes available, and they got one of them in Stokes that can be a week one starter, or at least a week one contributor. And instead of enjoying that or talking about that, we had to deal with this TMZ drama, and it ruined draft night. Like, it ruined the whole draft weekend.
Ruined it.
It ruined draft weekend, and I love draft weekend.
I love draft
weekend.
I made
a tremendous amount of money on stupid draft props, and I couldn't even enjoy my riches because the whole time I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers is getting traded. Yesterday, I'm seeing people with actual brains that aren't on drugs maybe suggesting that Blake Bortles comes in because he knows the system, and I wanted to just bang my head into a wall. We have Aaron Rodgers, and now we're talking about Blake Bortles. Is this some sort of nightmare? Is this a nightmare that I'm living in?
Mm-hmm.
I thought things were getting better. Gonna be fully vaccinated. Summerfest is back. Wilco's gonna be there. The Dave Matthews Band. The corpse
OAR.
Of OAR. And instead, now
Future Islands. They have one song I like.
Now Rodgers is being traded, and then it's like these trade packages that you guys are throwing at me. I don't want Ruggs. Why would I want a wide receiver when there's no quarterback to throw him the ball?
Yeah, well, what if you got Drew Lock and Tim Patrick? Excuse me?
Yeah, I don't want Bradley Chubb. I want Aaron Rodgers, the MVP of the league.
Oh, Derek Carr.
No! I don't want Derek Carr. I don't want David Carr. I don't want the band the Cars. like, what are we doing here? Get this done.
Friend of show Kyle Carr? Twitter.
I just can't wait till it's 4 p.m.
Soccer fan.
And we get to hear from another ex-Packer that says that this situation is fixable. I don't know who it'll be today. Dorsey Levins, maybe?
Adam Schefter. This is from Cactus Pete. Pete up early. He says, Schefter is that couple that decides to announce their engagement at someone else's wedding. That is rich. John's in Franklin. Johnny, 414-799-1250.
Finally, that was funny.
What do you mean, finally? Are we not bringing the comedy for you today?
Well, let me tell you. Ian's call, God bless you, Ian. But I don't know that in a decade of listening to this radio station, I've had a caller that I more disagreed with and agreed with on the same call. My head was just spinning. And then your last caller, with the take that Shannon Sharpe is thinking that Rodgers should go to the Broncos. Wow, that's a reach.
Ryan tweeted in, apparently that last caller is living 1 week in the past.
Oh, my gosh. But anyway. So I thought I'd come with a little humor and a little problem solving today.
Ooh.
Okay? I'm going to solve this whole Rodgers thing.
Mm.
I don't know this for a fact, but this could possibly have be part of the whole hurt feelings thing with Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching the Bucks game, and I was watching Thanasis play, and it dawned on me that Gutekunst should offer Rodgers to bring Rodgers' brother on the team. And this whole problem goes away, and Rodgers solves his problem with his family. How about
so,
that, Dave?
Okay, because, I mean, at first, everyone's aware that Rodgers and his family are, like, not a family or whatever's going on. So at first you mentioned his brother, and while that would work with Giannis, who loves his brothers, Rodgers doesn't seem to, so that would not work. But you wanted so you're going to force Jordan Rodgers on the team, which will make Rodgers mad, but you're hoping for some reconciliation out of both.
I think that was kind of like a passive-aggressive swipe at Thanasis.
He's, hey guys, but you know what? Thanasis doesn't deserve any shrapnel from this week.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend. I'm out.
Thanks, John. Poor Thanasty. He's just trying to get playing time here as the season winds down. But, you know, that's one thing. How much have we talked about the Bucks in the last 2 years where it seemed like John Horst, his only job, John Horst's job has not been to build a contender. It is now. But his job the last few years has been keep Giannis.
Yeah.
That's been his job.
Right.
Do what you can to keep Giannis. He likes Middleton. Keep him. He's got a brother. Can he play? Can he somewhat play? Bring him in. Horst's job has been get Giannis to sign another contract. Packers aren't looking at it that way. There's a difference in philosophy. There's a difference in history. The Bucks know that if Giannis leaves, they are going to suck. And no one will care. This is their shot. The Packers think that if Rodgers was gone, they got another shot. So it's different philosophies organizationally, which lead to different methods of trying to either placate or not even consider your MVP superstar. Justin's in Germantown. What's up?
What's up, guys? I'm referring to Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless from the last one. I think that you guys should be getting paid their salaries because they suck. So, and you guys, I would rather listen to you guys all day long than even care what they have to say about the whole thing.
Well, that's very nice, but Shannon played football, and I like Shannon Sharp, but he played football, so he's got a leg up there. And then Skip Bayless, he's a master at self-promotion. Nobody likes him. No one respects him, but he's
good at baiting. He's a master. He's good at baiting.
yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. But yeah. I digress. And I don't care what you throw out there to get Rodgers. I don't want draft picks. I don't want two or three first rounders and another guy or a second round. I don't care. I don't care what's on the table for Rodgers. I don't want it. The hardest thing to do in the NFL, there's a couple of things.
Yeah.
Number one is winning. Number two, well, these could be 1A, 1B, 1C, however you want to say it, but finding a generational talent of Aaron Rodgers caliber, it's hard to find a franchise quarterback.
Yes.
It's difficult.
Yes.
We have it. And I was watching, my buddy texted me and he told me to watch the Scheffner and Dan Patrick interview. And 2.5 minutes, I would highly recommend that people watch that interview because the first 2.5 minutes, I was just fuming. Adam Scheffner is just, he's a turd. He's an absolute turd. He sparked this whole thing, and now we can start to figure out that this is not an Aaron Rodgers, Gutekunst thing. This this was blown way out of proportion.
There is dissension there. I mean, Murphy and Gut and LaFleur, they did all fly out to talk to Rodgers at some point. So yeah, there is dissension there. Schefter seemed to drop the story in a very...
So why did he do it? Why he heard this guy out of Minnesota talking about this?
No, because Bill Michaels heard Paul Allen tweeted about it. Everybody ran with it. This is Bill's fault. I don't care. This is Bill's fault. Bill tweets yesterday. Hey, they said my name on the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, cool. Hey, I burned down a building. But did you hear my name on the news?
And Scheffner's the one who ran with it, though. Like, who is this guy? I need to be the one doing this. And you know what? I'm going to do it on draft night. I mean, it's terrible the way that he went about it. Journalism, man, it's at its worst. I mean, you're asking, who are these sources? Who are these sources? I wish Dan Patrick would have pushed him a little bit more because, well, league sources. Well, we don't know if Rodgers said this or Goody said that. We don't know any of this stuff, and you're basically just going, you know, cowboy on this, and nobody knows anything. I mean, it blew this whole thing way out of proportion. I was so upset about the whole thing. I mean, I mean, I don't know if you guys caught it or not, but Aaron Rodgers, they need to just fix this, okay? This shouldn't have even been a thing. We would have never even known about it if people would have, like Adam Schefter, would have just kept this damn mouth shut.
I am with you on that one. Justin, appreciate the call. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Back to you guys in 60 seconds. I do want to remind you about my good buddies at Window Select. Hey, did you hear about this deal they have, Horvat? If you buy...
One, you get one free.
Yeah, so like if you bought 10 windows...
You get five.
Free. You get five for free. Now, you would think that there's a limit to that, right? I mean, that's an incredible deal. You get a free window.
No limit army.
No limit at all. You need 100 windows, you get half of them for free. Window Select. High-quality, energy-efficient windows that they have available for thine. Check out the products, windowselect.com, windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. Again, high-quality, energy-efficient windows. Let me give you the scenario. I did this in the winter. We'll just change the seasons and the type of air you want in your house. There's going to be a hot day coming up this summer. It's going to be 90 degrees, and you're going to have the AC on, and you're going to crank the AC, and you're going to say, is the AC working? It's still hot in here. And immediately, you're going to check the AC. AC's fine. You're going to call some guy out to the house. He's going to say, I don't know what to tell you, boss. AC's fine. And you're going to be beside yourself. And you're going to think, well, what is the problem? And you're going to be sitting there one day soaking in sweat. And you're going to think, you know what? That Winkler guy was right again. I should check the windows. Because I'm telling you, what might be happening is the cold air in your house is escaping through the windows. It's leaking. These windows that are old in your house, they let the air get out. So then it doesn't feel like your AC's working. And for it to work even remotely good, you got to crank that bad boy up even harder. And then you're paying an exorbitant amount of money to basically cool the outside. Just like every dad said in the history of time, I'm not paying to cool the neighborhood, dear sunny boy. This is all in the script, I promise. 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Double lifetime warranty on all of their products. They are located locally, Menominee Falls. Give them a shout today. Ty Dunn coming up, 8 o'clock. John in New Jersey coming up right now. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Does that window company come to New Jersey?
No, but you can move here, and they'll come in and solve for you.
Nah, that's okay. I love Green Bay, and I would love to move there, but can't do it.
No, I got a spare bedroom. You can get started here for a month. Come on, get your ass over here. We miss you.
What are you gonna do? B&B now and charge me like a B&B?
No, you can stay for free. Just, you know, pick up your share of the groceries.
No, I want to buy one of those nice townhomes that's overlooking Lambeau.
Yeah, how about that?
Ain't that nice? They're beautiful. Anyway, guys, all this stuff is just like CNN and MSNBC and all the fake news idiots that are on. Like the guy before you said.
And the other ones. Mention the other ones. Be fair.
Well, all of them. All of them.
Okay.
Even Fox. I used to like Fox. I watch Newsmax now. But anyway.
John, no. Come on. That's okay. Just go with sports. God.
Yeah, let's stick with sports. But
Newsmax.
So basically, what I'm trying to say is if all this stuff wasn't, you know, shifted, you know, brought it out, we would have never known, like that gentleman said before. So I just think it's all going to, I believe James Jones and Hawk, I believe it's going to be, and Kroon, I believe it's going to be rectified. You know, Rodgers is going to get the most money. He deserves it. I'm with Horvath on that. You know, we'll die without him. So let's just go get him done, get Devontae done, and it looks like we have a really good team going to next year, you know, into next year, and just leave it at that. It'll be done.
It doesn't need to be as dramatic as it's been, John.
John, great to hear from you, man. It's been too long.
Well, I was stuck in the snow here. We had that blizzard in January, 37 inches of snow, so.
That was the only good thing about coming in here at 4 a.m. is getting to hear your beautiful voice, my man.
Oh, what happened? Yeah, I know. I don't call in anymore because you're off.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think D.A., Damon Amanda, he was getting enough run, so I was like, you know what? I'll sacrifice an hour of my airtime for this guy.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that show, man. I don't even listen to that. No way. I listen to Bart, you guys, and Leroy. I got through to Leroy last week, and Plucker. I asked him for some liquor, Lee Plucker.
Yeah.
And they can't mail it because it's against the law, which I figured out you can't, but. They're supposed to send me a shirt. I never got anything.
That's BS, man. I know. I had this problem with my brother in Illinois. I was trying to get some alcohol mailed, too, and it was also illegal. We'll figure something out for you.
Call back at 11 your time. Plucker will be in here and yell at him again.
No, I'm not. That's okay.
No, they promise you something. They got a man is only as good as his word.
Yep.
Wait, hey, Bart.
Bill Jackson said that.
He held me on the line after he took all my information.
What?
I never got anything.
Wow.
Man.
Dan.
He was gonna stalk me or something.
Hey, good producer, but maybe not the best people person.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Call them back.
Get on them.
I'm only teasing. I don't need the shirt, but I was not going to.
Well, when we make people forget shirts, I'll sell you one.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, have a good weekend.
You too, man. John. Take care, buddy.
John in New Jersey. News. Let's get to Jordan quick in Illinois.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
And what's up?
Hey, so two quick things. Number one is I assume you watched a video of Adam Schefter on the Dan Patrick Show. What did he have in that coffee cup? He seemed very engaged in drinking from the coffee cup.
Yeah, Patrick, Dan got him a little rattled, too.
Yeah, Dan's.
Didn't he?
I love Dan, man.
He was objective.
He's still
the
king.
Like leading, like, so you didn't have a source, even though the first line was, league and team anyway.
Yep.
The second thing was I wondered how that might influence your guys' job because now you can just take statements from wherever you want from any sports figure and create a story out of it. So that's got to be fun for y'all to open up doors to absolute nonsense being shared like it's new.
Yeah, we're in this age of media that's very dangerous because I can tweet something with no corroboration, but I can say sources and I can have it blow up, and then I face no repercussion.
Yeah, you can just say whatever you want. And well, Aaron said at one point, you know,
right,
he didn't know about the future. He's out of there. He must be out of there. I'm going to go ahead and do this on draft day, which shame on Schefter for that, man, like taking a little bit of shine from these young dudes who've been dreaming of this day their whole freaking lives.
Yeah, it's always about the kids. There's no show you're going to find around here, Jordan, that's more about the kids than ours, and that's what we were really heartbroken about.
All right. Well, good talking to you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks
Jordan. Good reminder. It is about the kids.
Hell yeah. All kids. Mm-hmm. Total just, you know, the Rodgers stuff.
I
want to be done with it.
I tried to talk Bucks this hour, did I not?
Yeah. I mean, I'm cool talking about it.
We took calls.
We got to do what we got to do. Well, we got Tyler Dunn coming up.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
So, more Rodgers. He did it. What did Rodgers? Here, how about this?
I do
sources
want it. I want to talk to Ty, because I think that Schefter, man, what he did, that's bad for guys like Ty.
Want to lose that spare tie around your waist there, huh?
What a noise was that? Coming up, Horvath's touring
the
state.
You made the noise.
Horvath's touring the state for a cigar dinner. We'll have the details.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.